Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. But before we get some foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round till we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. We went back into the annals of the last 16 seasons we've done. We compiled all of those winners, and we brought them to the boat. And they're having a nice little cocktail mixer. They're having a great time. And then we started kicking them off. Oh, no. Only one can survive.
That is right. And our ultimate goal of finding out what is the best thing of all time. What a bold thing. And you know what?
That is a very bold statement, dude.
You know what's crazy about that, too, is that you and I will decide that. That's the whole point of all of this. Is to do 16 seasons to get to one champion out of that, to then put those 16 champions into a final tournament to decide the one.
Yep.
What's going to be even greater about that is that if you ask us the next day, A, who won and why, we'll be like, I don't remember.
Well, here's the thing.
Who was it?
The only way we can be completely fair and unbiased is to literally completely disassociate when we do these episodes.
Exactly. It's the only way.
We have to let the great... I basically leave my own body and I let the spirit of mankind in. Like, yeah. I let the world... When you see that episode in Dragon Ball Z when Goku's taking the energy for the spirit bomb and everyone's lending him their strength, that's me every goddamn day on this show. Yeah.
And I like to let the spirit...
Nick, shut up. I'm mad now. I don't get enough credit for letting your guys' spirit into my body. You know how rough that is on a human's body? I've aged 10 years in the last year. I have IBS. I have GERD. I have depression. I didn't have any of that before I started this show. Now, hey, was that maybe because I didn't have health insurance before I started the show and didn't know I had those things? Maybe.
Could be.
Or it's your fault. All of you. Each and every one of you.
I like to embody the spirit of Cactus Jack. Because you said mankind, so it's a wrestling joke. Anyway, folks, here we are talking about Group C. So that means Group A and B have already happened. Go listen to those. But once again, we took the 16 champions from this past series. We put them into a bracket. The bracketologist kicked it back to us. Here we are in Group C. And then next up, we'll decide Group D. But we have the 2 seed, Croc of Meat, going up against the 15. Oh, Croc of Meat from the best Super Bowl food that you can bring. Going up against the 15 seed Talladega Nights, the best Will Ferrell movie. And then we have the 10 seed Abby and Alana from Broad City, the winners of the best friend bracket. Cody, where do you want to start?
Start with Croc of Meat versus Talladega Nights, dude. If we had one of those Twitter accounts that was just like pictures of things that make men say, hell yeah. Like, this is it.
This is pretty much it.
Both of these things. If you took a picture of a Croc of Meat or like sent me the cover of Talladega Nights, I go, hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. Every time.
Good night. You're having a good night, brother.
And just in case anyone, if you didn't listen to the Super Bowl, Croc of Meat can be meatballs, can be little weenies, can be wet beef that you put onto a sandwich, sloppy joes, anything that goes into a crock pot.
Is it a crock pot? Is it full of meat? There you go.
Could be anything.
That you can eat. We don't want that raw meat. You got to let it.
You got to let them cook. You did have to cook it. That was important. So, Cody, I want to ask you, going back now that you've seen it, you've spent some time away from it.
Yes.
Because when we make this, we go back and we are like, okay, who was the champion of that? Yeah. For Will Ferrell, you assumed it was Anchorman.
I did.
And then I told you it was, in fact, Talladega Nights. How does that sit with you now? Do you feel like once you remembered that you were in fact right? Or do you feel that
I think we might have got that wrong in the grand scheme of things. Because at the time, I'm sure whatever convoluted logic we used, whatever spirit I was channeling, probably.
I will
had
say
a good
for
point.
Anyone that's curious, in the final four, I don't remember all of them, but I do know Step Brothers and Anchorman had to go against each other before they made it to the finals. So Anchorman did beat Step Brothers. Mm-hmm. And then went up against Talladega Nights.
I think we might have, because at the end of the day, when we think about the zeitgeist, it is Anchorman, right?
Okay, but we didn't ask for what's the most popular.
We asked for the best.
We asked for the best. And I want to stand on 10 toes about this and say, we fucking nailed it. Ooh. I just rewatched Talladega Nights. I was like, just putting something on. I just needed anything. And I was like, oh, Talladega Nights is on Hulu. Great, let's put it on. I watched it and then had the thought, forgetting we've fucking done this already. And I had the thought of being like, all I remember is that we've done Will Ferrell movies. And I just hoped, I was like, I hope we pick Talladega Nights. This thing, has all the promise, all the like him totally immersed in a character, like in Anchorman, which is part of what people love. It is infinitely quotable.
I think we actually are right because there was more emotional growth. It was more of a full movie. Talladega Nights is more of a movie. Yeah, I think you're right.
And it gets dumber and sillier in the ways that I think I love it. I was so happy that it was right and that it was Talladega Nights. I do think this is the best. It is not the most popular. Let's be very clear about that.
Here's the thing. Let's think of it this way, though, right? Your boy, we're all getting all the boys together in like 2 weeks, right? This is not a joke. Yeah. We're getting the boys all together in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we are.
One of our boys calls up and he's like, yo, I'm coming to the party. I'm going to bring, and he says Talladega Nights. I'm like, nah, dog, don't what? No. But if he says, I got a big crock of meat, hell yeah, do bring that.
Okay, correct, as far as bringing. But I'm saying, get those same boys in the room. Whatever, we've done whatever the purpose is. Now we're kind of at the, like, that next phase of, like, well, are we going to leave? There's good energy here. We kind of just need to cool down, though. If one of those boys says, hey, guys, you mind if we put on Talladega Nights? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, I don't mind.
Hell yeah, okay, brother.
Same scenario. We've done the thing we're going to do. One of the boys says, I'm going to put on Talladega Nights. I'm going to say, hell yeah. But if someone goes, what about this big crock of meat I had hidden in my pocket that's ready to go? We're all going to go, oh, hell yeah. Crack some cans. It's going to be, dude, the crock of meat's going to get people going in a way that Talladega Nights can't.
You're not wrong.
Talladega Nights can keep the vibe going, but a crock of meat can get the vibe going,
elevate
the vibe going, elevate the vibe, and also it could be the reason we're here.
Yes, you're right. It can't be the focal point.
Someone's gonna call me and be like, hey, we're watching Talladega Nights. I'm like, nah, I got other stuff to do. But if someone's like, I got a big crock of meat, I'm going.
Yeah. Hey, I made Italian beef sandwiches. We're just going to have it in a crock pot so you can come through, make yourself Italian beef and watch Talladega Nights. Well, now I'm coming over. You're right.
I'm coming over. Yeah.
Okay. Man, you are right about that. God, what is crock of meat, man? I am sorry for our vegetarian and vegan listeners that I don't know what it is for you. I don't know if it counts if we put a bunch of cauliflower in a bowl and cover it in barbecue sauce or our hot sauce, if that counts for you. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. It's the same vibe. It's just a crock of meat. Because there's so much potential in a crock of meat. You can always make little sandwiches. You can always just poke it with a little... I have my toothpick and I'm just grabbing some out of there. I'm curious about the sauce.
Dude, if you say, hey, there's a crock of meat in there. Dude, it could be anything. It could be little wieners. It could be pulled pork. It could be Italian beef, meatball. Bruh, and I'm not sad about any of it.
Dog, it could be hot dogs. It could be hot dogs in water. And I'm like, oh, sick, nice. I can just get a dog whenever I want. Not my favorite crock. I'm not saying it's my favorite crock of meat. I'm just saying, not bummed out.
I'm not bummed out, dude. Cool. A dog party? Are you kidding me?
Dude, what crock of meat? What is the hold?
Crock of meat, what have you done?
Crock of meat.
It's Will Ferrell's best movie. I'll stand by that we made that decision.
Yeah.
But if it's the
you're right though,
it's crock of meat.
The science, you proved it. You proved the science. You did all the calculations, Cody. I'm gonna move crock of meat on with you here. So crock of meat will go up against either breakfast burrito or Abby and Alana. Cody,
I could see an episode of Broad City where their friendship is almost torn apart because of a really good breakfast burrito.
Fuck it. They both have a favorite breakfast burrito spot. So when they're both like, yeah, let's go get a breakfast burrito. Obviously, we're going to go to, and then they both say different ones. And now it's just that episode of them just debating.
Or even something more ridiculous for them. Like Abby, or one of them is like, had a bad one night stand and they're locked in a high school or like a college dorm. They didn't realize they hooked up with a 19-year-old kid. They're super embarrassed and they're trapped in like a unisex or bathroom somewhere at a college. But the other one has plans to get a burrito at a spot that's really hard to get into. So they're like, you need to come save me. And it's like, I just ordered my burrito.
Yeah,
like,
please don't make me leave. I want.
Exactly, dude.
Should have wrote Broad City. That's a great episode. I love
it. I would watch that episode.
I love that episode. I want that episode. All right. Breakfast burrito. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Very good.
Had one again recently, dog.
Best breakfast food, by the way. This is what this was. Best breakfast.
Yep, best breakfast food.
It is. And I stand by this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You ain't moving me off this opinion. You can maybe sway me politically, but you're not going to change my views on the best breakfast food. It is definitively breakfast burrito. Abby and Alana, though, you know, we do our research. So we went back and watched Broad City. It definitely inspired me to keep watching. I was like, it's a very, very fun show. While maybe this isn't the one I'm the most sure on if we got it right, because I'm like, little niche, little specific, right? You know, there's a lot of other best friends out there that did not make the cut.
Turk and JD took a tumble.
Obviously, that was tough for us. So it's just one of those, though, where if I'm so sure on Breakfast Burrito, but I'm not as sure on Abby and Alana, is that the answer? Or is there more, is there something I'm not seeing here, right? Because a breakfast burrito can sustain me physically.
There's people who can't have a breakfast burrito, right?
Right.
Gluten-free, maybe allergies, whatever. There's always something. Like, I can't do breakfast burrito.
Yep.
But everybody can have friendship. So are we saying that the power of friendship is not as strong as the power of a good breakfast burrito?
See, and this is why I needed you, brother. This is why I need you. I needed to hear those words because, yes, you're right. What the bracket for best friendship was celebrating was friendship. And in fact, saying this is the friendship you should be looking for. Look mm-hmm. towards your Abby's and Alana's.
Yeah, that's our North Star in friendship.
In friendship. And see, this is what it should look like. This is what your mirror of friendship should look like. For breakfast burrito, we're just saying, hey, if you're at a diner,
get a breakfast burrito.
Like, go get yourself that breakfast burrito. That's going to be the best thing on the menu. Which, in hindsight, not as big as the power of friendship.
Mm-hmm. But all friendships are made differently, Nick.
I know, but don't you think the world would generally be better if most friendships were kind of Abby, closer to Abby and Alana than they weren't?
Nick, how much time would you spend considering not being my friend if I told you you could have that breakfast burrito that we got in San Diego whenever you wanted, hot and fresh, no questions asked?
Just, I have a burrito button.
You have a burrito button. Bam, there it is.
Bam. Ooh.
You gotta consider it. I'm not offended, dude. You gotta think about it.
Of course. No, you wouldn't ask it if you didn't expect me to not waffle a little bit here and be like, well, hold on now. I mean, anytime I want.
That's my burrito, by the way. Whatever breakfast burrito is your best. That one's the best.
No, I get it. Yeah. No, they're all. Yeah, no, I know which one I'm thinking of, and it's still down there. Man, that is. I wonder. See, the problem is I have to assume. Okay. I have to assume at some point, if I have enough breakfast burritos, I will, in fact, get sick of them. Right.
What is the rate of return on breakfast burritos?
Right. What is the diminishing value? When do I hit? I can't imagine it. It's past 100 for sure. But whereas for friendship, I do, and I mean this, I think I could spend most of my time with you and I would not get sick of you.
Yeah, because we have done that. We've spent weeks with each other and it's been totally fine.
And I mean, we've learned that we can disagree. We've learned how to disagree and still handle it well. I think we've pretty much navigated the whole, like, anything else that's going to come up that would break up a friendship, you know? So
yeah, I think we've sorted it. Yeah. I mean,
that's what's tough is I do think our friendship could endure. Whereas my love for the breakfast burrito, even if I can have one all the time, I will hit a point of, oh, maybe I'll get the French toast.
Cool.
I'm never going to say no to friendship.
I bait and switched you because I'm picking breakfast burrito because of the Abby-Lana angle. I agree. We picked very good friends, but that's our friendship's way different than theirs. And friendship is a spectrum, all right? It doesn't have to be exactly the same. Breakfast burrito is a piece of art and everyone should be treated with respect and profound love.
Now you worked me into a shoot, Cody, because now I'm over here. Got a little too heavy, put a little too much dip on my chip on the friendship one. And now I'm over here like, well, that's a good point about breakfast.
I'm just in your head, dude. I can get you to vote whatever I want.
The levers that you know where they are and just like.
That's what I've learned in this show talking about friendship.
Once again, Nick's
over here learning how me and him disagree. He's learning how we argue in a healthy way. He's learning how we share special boundaries. I'm over here like I've mastered manipulating Nick to a degree where he's just a puppet.
I have that I look back at my life after like 50 years and I'm like, wait, has every decision been made by Cody? Like I look back, I find out that you're the one who like somehow connected me and Kelly, like you like made sure her profile like got in front of me or something or you said all the things about, you knew that I'd eventually find Kelly. And so you're like, all right, hold on. I got to tell him a few things about this girl before I, that's the one I want him to marry. So I got to figure this out.
The seed.
You know what? This is the problem, brother. You worked yourself into a shoot, and now I'm picking Abby and Alana. So we will settle this. We will settle this the only way we know how with the American Voting Coin of 2004 is brought to you by random.org. We got John Kerry facing up, which means George Bush is on the other side. Low seed gets the pick. That's going to be me. Honestly, if I and we might have said this during that season, but if I had to pick a best friend, I'm going George Bush.
Yeah. I mean, if it's between him and John Kerry, no fucking doubt, dude.
Yeah, I'm going George Bush. Is like, I mean, I'd rather hang out, you know?
At least George Bush might have Coke or something.
At least.
John Kerry's not going to do... John Kerry's going to talk... He's like, do you know the difference between a Roth IRA and a standard... Yeah, I do, John. Fuck off.
Yeah, I don't care, man. I'm trying to bro down, dude. All right. Well, we will... That's George Bush, baby. All right. So Abby and Alana going up against a crock of meat, which, to be honest, I think they would appreciate that this is their fight.
I think that, they would appreciate the breakfast burrito too. They understand.
They get it. All right, so we got crock of meat, the best Super Bowl food, going up against Abby and Alana. So let's put them in each other's brackets, Cody. If you're asking me what I'm bringing to the Super Bowl party, and I bring Abby and Alana, fun, but maybe a little distracting.
A little distracting, a little much, maybe. Especially maybe if we're getting Abby and Alana from the show.
Yep. Yeah. Dude, we're not talking the actresses.
We know hijinks are going to ensue. It's going to be a lot. And I'm just trying to watch the big game. I'm trying to see this commercial where Dido, did you hear about this commercial, by the way? Dido, there's a tank, right? And it's destroying the countryside. And Dido gets out of it. And a dragon picks her up and flies off. And then it just says AT&T. Don't get it. I don't understand it.
The meme economy right now that like these commercials are trying to create, where you're like, I don't think that's anything, right? Is that a reference to something? Did I miss a?
They're just trying to go viral, dude. And why they picked Dido, I'll never know.
That's the point, though. That's
he doesn't even sing.
Yeah, I know. They don't even play. They don't play any of her songs over it.
No, they play a Sinead O'Connor song in the background. I think they got mixed.
Controversially,
I think they got confused. I think they thought Dido sang that song.
They were like, "Well, we already paid the rights for the Sinead O'Connor song, but you're telling me she's dead? Fuck."
I thought that was Dido.
I really did. I gotta be honest. I really thought that was a Dido song. Okay. Just get Dido anyway then. Just, it's fine. People probably make the mistake.
Yeah. Thank
you. So I agree. Probably going to try to hook up with one of our friends too. And that's tough because a lot of our friends are married. So that would be a problem. But if Broad City or if for best friends, can a crock of meat be a best friend? Is it a marriage between sauce and meat as a friendship?
Dude, I've had moments where I've had like crock of meat and I'm eating it. And for a brief period of time, that crock of meat is my best friend. There's no one else I'd rather be spending my time with than that crock of meat, you know?
At the Super Bowl party, you're like, you're my real friend here, crock of
meat. You're my real friend. Hey, pulled pork sliders. You're my real friend.
You're the real friend tonight. It's not, I know I'm around all the people closest to me, but it's really you. It's really you. I would let everyone go if it meant I could save you.
For just tonight. Oh, fuck, dude. Okay. This is hard.
It is. No. This is our burden, but we have to do it.
Would you rather be pegged by Abby and Alana or a crock of meat?
Good question. I'm worried that if crock of meat is pegging me, I think that it's gonna, I think it starts off too rough in a way that's not fun and kind of ruins the experience. I think Abby or Alana, we're gonna have some fun, you know? And also I don't think crock of meat likes to talk during sex. Yeah. And I at the end of the day, like, this is a fun thing we're doing. We're two humans sharing our body. Let's have some fun. Let's joke around. I would rather be pegged by Abby and Alana. And I do need your full opinion process.
Yes, I would. I think I have to be, I'm not, I'm, I don't get pegged often.
Yeah.
So it's not something I'm used to. So I think I'd go with crock of meat because I feel like I'd be more in control. Abby, maybe. But I feel like if Alana got into it, she'd get too into it. And then, like, I'm not in the driver's seat. I feel like for this sort of situation, I need to be in the driver's seat. And I don't think Alana would do that.
Sure.
I don't think Alana is going to drive.
Alana's going to want to drive. I think I'm willing to take the drive she wants to go on. I don't think I just don't trust what crock of meat is going to be handling back. I also think crock of meat might get self-conscious. I think that they're not really like as confident about it. And they're just like, do you really want me to do this? I'm like, well, I just want to try it. Why not? You know, the
yeah.
sex is a spectrum. You might as well figure it all out.
Yeah,
you know,
you
like,
can't,
why?
You got to know where you fall on it. I understand.
Right, exactly. And if you don't like something, then you don't like it and you don't do it again. That's all. But like, try it out. See what, see if it tickles your fancy. So yeah. In that regard, in that metric, I would like to get pegged by Alana. Or
I'm going to go Crockett. I mean, I feel like it's a safer space.
That's fair. Let's, okay. But what's, is there, how many, here's the thing that I think I keep coming to though. I just feel there are more spaces that I could bring Crock of Meat to than I could Abby and Alana. Do you know what? Like, it's what you said. If I, it doesn't matter what I show up to. I could be showing up to a quinceañera.
Like
a Crock of Meat. Great. No one's upset about it. A bris. Crock of Meat. I made a lot of calamari. You know, I'm just saying there's so many spaces where I love Abby and Alana and I love their friendship. But as the person who's not in it, right? I'm
it's
the third wheel. I can't bring that everywhere. No. But Crock of Meat.
Time for that energy.
Yeah. But Crock of Meat, I can bring anywhere. And the only thing, the only caveat with Abby and Alana, I have to give a lot of caveats. Like, no, they're really sweet, actually. They're very fun. No. They just get a little silly. It's fine. Yeah, she's doing coke, but it's fine. Crock of Meat, the only thing I have to say is, hey, if you're vegetarian or vegan, you shouldn't eat that.
Dude, I'm thinking like, I was trying to think of like, where do I not want to see a Crock of Meat? But everything I keep saying, like even, I was like, beach. Never seen a Crock of Meat at the beach. I would love it. If I'm in seventh grade chemistry class and someone walks in and is like, hey, I got a Crock of Meat for some reason. Love that. Like,
There is only one day that is not true. And that is the day that we got the formaldehyde pigs and we're cutting them open.
Yeah, dude.
That's the one day. Cause then I'm always going to be like, wait a second. You're not using that for the pulled pork, right? That's not, no, they're separate. I know you say they're separate, but could I see where you, could I, did you make photos of you doing this at your house, not using formaldehyde pigs?
Please let me watch the tape back. I'm not getting Crock of Meat. I think you're right. The friendship is powerful. Abby and Alana are too powerful. Crock of Meat is powerful enough.
I'm with you here. I think I got to move Crock of Meat on as well. It's just,
it's more of a gentle lover.
Maybe, but I also don't think it's a fun lover. I want to be clear. I don't think Crock of Meat is as much. I think maybe it's fun to make love to Crock of Meat, but I don't think Crock of Meat can make love to you.
Okay, that's fair. But especially for the pegging situation, that's kind of what I need at this time.
That's fair. And that's totally fine too. So folks, here, Crock of Meat going to be our Group C champion. And that is it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about Shaboys, a few things that you can do. As always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe. And wherever you can, give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see us do, or if you have someone you'd really, really like to get pegged by, email us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com and let us know.
Top 16 presidents to be pegged.
Are we pegging the president?
I think we're pegging the president.
Okay, got it.
So it's the top 16 presidents you want to see us peg, I think is how it goes.
That's an easy
bracket. We get pegged by? I don't know.
There's a few presidents I would not allow to peg.
There's definitely some no's for sure on that. Consent's important. Shout out to Charizard for that intro to music. You want to hear more of their stuff? And over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That's going to be it for us, folks. Group D coming out on Wednesday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Alino. See you on the boat.